For years, people in the western part of the White Mountains have admired an 840-acre tract of privately owned land. It's located in Easton, which abuts the better-known towns of Sugar Hill and Franconia. From its ridgeline, there are fabulous views of the nearby White Mountain National Forest. Find just the right spot, and Pearl Lake is framed by trees. Some of the forest was logged about a decade ago, opening areas for wildlife and making it a little easier for hikers to get around. The admiration, however, has been tinged with worry. There have long been concerns about its potential development, says Rebecca Brown, the executive director of the Amonoosuc Conservation Trust.
It is the largest unfragmented, meaning there are no roads that go through it, highest elevation privately owned land in this region, and it's adjacent to the National Forest.
Standing in the Easton Town Hall, Selectman Ned Cutler unfolds a map of the tract, and he points out what could have been the landowner's plan several years ago for a road.
Which is traverse the whole property from north to south, and with a couple of switchbacks in it.
The owner later reconsidered and agreed to sell the land for $600,000, less than its appraised value, so it could be preserved. So the Amonoosuc Conservation Trust has been working with residents of Easton, Sugar Hill, and nearby towns to buy what they're calling the Cooley Jericho Community Forest. While the group still has money to raise, it's also looking ahead to a looming task, says Ed Craxton, a Dalton resident and member of the Conservation Trust.
I think the biggest challenge right now is to structure what the management of that property would look like.
During a recent meeting in Easton, organizers were already starting to figure that out.
Yeah, there'll also be a management plan,
including what recreational opportunities there should be. In the adjacent White Mountain National Forest, federal officials decide the types of recreation allowed. But in the Cooley Jericho Community Forest, those decisions would be decided by the community, says Rebecca Brown.
Well, the beauty of a community forest is that it's managed by people in the community for the benefit of everyone. We own it. We control it. We don't have to go anywhere else seeking permission.
Possibilities include trails for hiking and cross-country skiing, horseback riding, and perhaps snowmobiles. One of those attending the Easton meeting is Suzanne Beauchamp of Franconia.
There's a fair group of mountain bikers around here who like long-distance epic rides, like 4 or 5 hours from one point to another. So this is a ridgeline that is connects a lot of other trails that we have in the area.
Down the line, there'll also be a timber harvest, and the profits will be shared among the communities supporting the project. But there's more money to be raised. In addition to the $600,000 purchase price, about $50,000 more is needed for legal and other costs. Last month, the effort got a significant boost with a $100,000 grant from the Open Space Institute, which is based in New York City. But the biggest pop came earlier this year, a $372,000 grant from the U.S. Forest Service's Community Forest Program. But that still leaves the project about $100,000 short with the deadline of next June. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.